This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri. Long-distance hiking trails have an adventurous attraction to them. People set out on the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail with dreams of endurance, austerity, wilderness, and distance. But our neighbors to the north have been working on a slightly different kind of project, the Great Trail. It doesn't have the same claims of wilderness as the trails I just mentioned, but in distance covered, the Great Trail wins hands down. Valerie Pringle is co-chair of the Trans-Canada Trail Foundation and joins us to explain more. Valerie, welcome.
Thank you very much. I know we love to think that we, you know, might have something bigger than America.
It is massive. So describe the scope of the Great Trail.
Well, we talk in metric up here, 24,000 kilometers. So it stretches from coast to coast to coast. This is Atlantic to Pacific to Arctic oceans, and links 15,000 communities across Canada and heads north. So we like to say, you know, first there was a railroad, then there was a highway, and now there is the Great Trail, the Trans-Canada Trail. And this includes the north, so it links the north as well. But as a nation of trailblazers and builders, which of course Americans are as well, it's how our country's opened up. It's a great way to celebrate that. And we're working on it. It's a pretty massive project.
And I will convert it for Americans. That's about 15,000 miles, which is a long, long trail.
We like to say the longest and grandest in the world. And we're, you know, as I say, we're working very hard at this moment for connection. And we're very careful about the use of that word. Connection in 2017. And 2017 is the 150th anniversary of Canada's Confederation. So there'll be great celebrations across our country next year. And this project began, in essence, after the Canada 125 celebrations in 1992. So there's a symmetry to kind of push and get connections there and link all these recreational trails across the country. But we're very careful to say, you know, we're not going to be completed. I think the Appalachian Trail took in excess of 60 years, and, you know, that's pretty impressive. So this one, I say my granddaughter will still be working on this trail to make it greener, to make it better, to make it more beautiful, and to add all the loops and spurs so that people can see this country.
It is a big project. How did this whole thing come to be?
Well, it was actually, you know, as I say, after the Canada 125 celebrations, and, you know, always in Canada, the government's involved with, okay, let's get the community celebrating and, you know, help fund some of these things. And I think the projects that most appealed to the two men who were sort of in charge of them and handing out some money, someone named Bill Pratt, who was a Calgary businessman, and a lovely man named Pierre Camus, who is still alive, who's a geographer from Quebec and a communications specialist, said, you know, we love these trail projects that are coming forward. Why don't, here's a simple idea, why don't we simply link all the recreational trails across Canada and have the longest, grandest recreational trail in the world? And with that simple idea was born this great project, except I don't know if they really even could begin to envision how complex, how difficult, you know, what a whack-a-mole game it would be of, you know, linking trail and acquiring trail and essentially working mostly through volunteers, some government support for this provincially, municipally, federally, as often happens here, and then a huge amount of philanthropic support, too, which is what I've essentially been in charge of the last 5 years, having chaired it the 5 years before that, was the money side. So we've been looking to raise $75 million to get this connection for Canada 150.
The Great Trail is multi-use, so it's not just for backpacking, but also covers all kinds of terrain. So describe what kind of experiences people can have on the trail.
Well, it's every kind of experience, you know, as you can imagine in a country as huge as Canada. So it's urban trail through where I live in Toronto, the waterfront of Toronto. It's a lovely paved waterway with, you know, divided trail for cyclists and runners. A lot of people use it to commute to work. I also have a place in Niagara-on-the-Lake, so that's a trail there down the Niagara River, which is beautifully paved and gorgeous. And, you know, visitors, if, you know, people in Vermont wanted to go to the trail in Quebec, you know, the Lachine Canal through Montreal is magnificent through old Montreal. And then sort of more typical bike trails or whatever through, say, Eastern Townships, that sort of thing, hiking trails near Vermont in Charlevoix, near Quebec City, just east of Quebec City. Charlevoix is one of the most beautiful regions you will ever visit. And they're more classic hiking trails through the hills, but there are also a number of water trails, you know, Voyageur routes through northwestern Ontario, say, from around Thunder Bay to the Manitoba border. I mean, it was hard enough really building a highway and a railway there. So we went, look, these are some of the most beautiful paddling routes in the world. So they're water routes right now. Sometimes that's pragmatic because we just don't have the communities and the ability to build trail there. So sometimes you're in a kayak or canoe on the north shore of Lake Superior or the part of the St. John River or up the Mackenzie River, for example, if you're a real active person. And some of it is secondary road bicycling through, you know, Saskatchewan and beautiful rural country there. So, you know, it's probably, and some of it, as our chair likes to say, is so wild and remote that maybe, you know, you'd have to get there probably in a skidoo. And a skidoo is a legitimate form of transportation, the only motorized one in the winter on some of our trails in the rural areas.
Well, you touched on it. We are, of course, interested in the sections that come nearest to Vermont. Tell us a little bit more about the highlights of the Quebec section of the trail.
Oh, Quebec is magnificent. And I think because it's, you know, it's also about 99% done. I think there's like 50 kilometers of trail left to go in Quebec, because I think it has much more a European sensibility of the significance of trail to communities and to health, and that they are such a valued resource. People, you know, love to get out and walk. And so, you know, La Route Verte, the Petit Train du Nord, which goes up through the Laurentians, the La Route Verte, which goes all through Quebec. I think National Geographic Traveler rated that the number one biking route in the world, and portions of that certainly are part of the Great Trail. I mentioned in Montreal, the Lachine Canal bike path, you can rent bikes there, go through Old Montreal. I mean, it really is quite spectacular. You know, Quebec City, if people haven't been there, you know, arguably with Vancouver, the most beautiful city in Canada, for sure. Quebec City is awesome. And just east of there is a region called Charlevoix. It's got beautiful, beautiful hiking trails and great art. And Charlevoix and the Great Trail are, you know, definitely, that's sort of the upper part of the St. Lawrence River, and it's magnificent. Also, I guess a little closer to Ottawa, you know, that area mm-hmm. in the Gatineau through Wakefield, it's called. It's a great trail for hiking and cycling. There's, you know, sweet little country towns and stuff. Not that Vermonters need more beautiful towns and lovely hillside. I mean, you've got an abundance of those, but those would be lovely routes. Obviously, Eastern Townships too, which abuts and which has, you know, reminiscences of your countryside, maybe obviously not as big mountains.
You mentioned that it's still not complete. So what is it going to take to get it completely connected?
Well, completely connected, we are saying we will achieve next year. Connected means we will have found routes, some of them secondary bike route. What you really love to see, obviously, is something like the Petit Train du Nord, which, as I mentioned, is in the Laurentians, where, you know, you can stop and stay, where you can rent bikes, where you can get something to eat, etc. So, you know, those are the kind of trails that you go, these are real gems, and these are tourist destinations as well, rather than just being lost in the wilderness.
And Valerie, why do you care about this project?
Well, it's funny. I'm a broadcaster. I was a broadcaster. I did the morning show in Canada for a number of years, and I was lucky enough to travel this country. You know, not many Canadians see this beautiful country. You know, we go to Florida or we go to Europe or something. So I have seen it. I love it. And from the first time when I was still doing the morning show here and I saw a little map, which was the idea, a little red line across the country, and I just went, that is awesome. It's awe-inspiring. It's iconic. It's audacious. You know, it's nation-building, all those things. It's about fitness and health and everything sort of wrapped up in this trail. So I got involved as a volunteer maybe 16 years ago, and I chaired the board for 5 years, and then when we decided we really need to be ambitious about fundraising, I had to learn about fundraising. And, you know, it's obviously, you know, my great passion. And so, you know, I'm hoping to leave this, as I say, to my children and grandchildren. And, I can't think of anything better to leave behind. I think it was Emerson who said, do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. So I'm trying.
Valerie Pringle is co-chair of the Trans-Canada Trail Foundation. She's been explaining the grand ambition of the Great Trail, a multi-use trail across Canada. We have links to maps and more at vpr.net/Vermont Edition. Valerie, thank you so much for your time.
Well, it's pretty hard to leave Vermont, but we'd love you to come.